love texting my friends and telling them what's happening. But Jesus already knows all that.
Yes, but he still wants to hear about it because he cares a lot about you. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and as always, my name is Zach. Texting is a fun way to talk with your friends. You might ask a question about school or send your friend a picture to make them laugh. We share what's happening in our lives because our friends care about us. Well, Jesus can be your friend too, and he wants to hear about your life and wants to help. James chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." And now let's take a listen to our story. It's called So Much to Say. Maisie had spent most of the evening texting one friend after another. "Can I text Bree real quick?" she asked when Mom told her to get ready for bed. "I want to see if she's as nervous as I am about tryouts for the play." Mom shook her head. "You've already texted her tonight and lots of other friends. It's bedtime." "Okay, but can I please take 2 seconds to text Aylin just to be sure she'll save me a seat on the bus tomorrow?" Maisie begged. "Bed," Mom said firmly, holding out her hand for Maisie's tablet. Maisie sighed and handed her tablet over, then went to get ready. She was crawling into bed when Mom appeared in the doorway. "Want me to turn the light out?" Mom asked. "Have you prayed already?" "Oh, I forgot," Maisie sat up. "I really don't have anything to say except to ask God to take care of everyone, and he already knows that." Mom sat on the side of Maisie's bed. "If I handed you your tablet and gave you permission to text Bree, would you have said anything to her?" "Of course. Can I text her?" asked Maisie eagerly. "Friends tell each other about their interests and feelings, don't they?" asked Mom. "They share their hopes and dreams and secrets. They talk about what they do for fun and what makes them afraid." "Yeah," said Maisie, hoping to get her tablet back. "Friends need time to talk." "Well, is Jesus your friend?" Mom asked. Maisie nodded. "Then why don't you have anything to tell him? Don't you think he wants to hear about what's going on in your life, too?" She kissed Maisie's forehead. "Think about it," she said, then turned out the light and left. Maisie did think about it. She knew Mom was right and decided to talk to a friend she hadn't been paying much attention to lately. "Dear Jesus," she began, "thank you for loving me and for dying on the cross for my sins." Then she shared some of her fears and dreams with the Lord. "When I think of you as my friend," Maisie prayed, "I really do have lots of things to say. Thanks for listening and caring. Good night." Well, how about you? Do you wonder what to say to God when you are praying? Think about the things you talk about with your friends. Those are the same things Jesus wants to hear about. He's the best friend you could possibly have, and he wants to be included in every part of your life. So talk to him often about all the things you would share with a friend. Our key verse, once again, from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8.
Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you.
And our key thought for today, talk to Jesus. Fill your Easter basket with faith and fun at Keys for Kids. This Easter season, find deals on Down Gilead Lane CDs and Red Rock Mystery Books, all at 10% off. Plus, get organized with our Keys for Kids and Unlocked journals, complete with matching highlighters. And don't miss our limited-time Easter collection featuring exclusive wristbands, neon green water bottles, frisbees, Zach journals, and unlocked pop sockets. Here's the sweetest part. Spend $20 or more and receive a free Keys for Kids Easter devotional. The sale starts March 23rd at keysforkids.org and tap shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.